Blind to Opportunities. During the 1960s and 1970s, my rich dad could see the changes coming to the sleepy tropical islands of Hawaii. He knew he had to make his move or be left behind. My poor dad only saw that the price of his house was going up. Rich Dad saw the advent of jet travel bringing millions of tourists to Hawaii, making Hawaii not only closer, but more affordable. He knew the new passenger jets would change everything. Just as the farmer saw the land valued at $10,000, and the developer saw it worth $100,000, my poor dad saw the changes through the eyes of a schoolteacher, and my rich dad saw the changes through the eyes of a businessman and an investor. A different set of eyes. Ironically, during the 1960s and the 1970s, my poor dad earned more money than my rich dad. My poor dad had a high-paying government job during the 1960s, while my rich dad was chronically short of cash. Every spare dollar went back into building his business and buying as much real estate as he could. My rich dad did not have a steady paycheck, and there were many times he had no money at all, yet he kept going. During this period, my poor dad was actually in a better position to afford the investments my rich dad was buying. Having a high-paying job, my poor dad would have had an easier time getting the bank to give him a loan to buy the properties before they skyrocketed in value. My rich dad had to go from banker to banker, investor to investor to find the money. It was hard to get people to trust him because he did not have much money and did not have a normal, steady job. Although my poor dad was in a better position to get rich during this era, he didn't. Instead, he worked hard, stayed busy, played it safe, bought a house, saved money, and was excited that the equity in his home was going up as real estate values began to climb. Then, suddenly, in 1967, it was Rich Dad who seemed to come out of nowhere when he purchased a major hotel on Waikiki Beach. All my poor dad said was, "How can he afford a hotel on Waikiki Beach? He doesn't even have a real job." From 1970 on into the early 1990s, Rich Dad's personal wealth increased exponentially, but my poor dad got poorer during the same period of time. By the mid-1970s, Rich Dad was no longer scrimping. He was no longer strapped for cash. Cash was flowing in at high speed from all his investments. Besides owning a major hotel on Waikiki Beach, he was now purchasing other beachfront hotels and commercial properties with the cash flow from his big hotel. Instead of wasting his money, he continually reinvested it, which made him even more money. After 1970, it was my poor dad who did not have a job. After an unsuccessful bid for lieutenant governor, running against his boss, the governor, my dad was blacklisted from jobs in state government. Rich Dad's power investing plan requires you to start a profitable business, invest the cash flow from the business into real estate, and then balance your asset classes by investing your excess cash flow in paper assets. The following is a list of potential assets and their accelerators. Asset number one, your business. Your own personal business is by far your best asset because, if successful, you can generate the most income with less work and with the least taxes. One of the reasons Warren Buffett turned Berkshire Hathaway into an insurance company rather than a garment manufacturing company was because the tax advantages of an insurance company are greater than those of a garment manufacturing company. In other words, the tax rules are different for different businesses. Also, by investing through different legal entities rather than investing personally, he again achieved higher investment yields because of tax law differences. Always remember, taxes are your single largest expense. The drawback? Of course, if you are not successful in building a business can be a very big liability and loss of money, which is why I so often recommend starting a part-time business before quitting your daytime job.